Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Why Spirits Haunt, a conversation with Bill Vockroth. A large family lives together in a multi-acre homestead. The bonds of love, trust, and understanding grows as the family evolves. Little girl plays with another little girl down the road. They laugh and giggle and have a good time being children. The only problem with this picture is that they are all dead, yet the family unit remains intact on the other side. Today, we discuss death, spirits, and the dynamics of the dead with paranormal investigator Bill Vockroth.
So I was started getting fascinated back when Hans Holzer was writing his books, which goes back a while. A lot of people might not even be familiar with them until they come up with the Holzer files. But I was reading those books, and then jumped forward a few years. I was interested in paranormal, but it wasn't really talked about back then. Mm-hmm. You were kind of looked at like a freak. You just didn't admit to people you like ghosts and you like ghost hunting. So jump forward a few years, and it gets into 2000, I think it was 2004, when Ghost Hunters came on TV. Now it became more mainstream and acceptable. So that's when I really started getting back into it. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've delved more into getting equipment. I've got a team together about two, three years ago. What got me really back into it was my girlfriend had passed away. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I had gotten diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. So those two events make you wonder what is like on the other side, what happens to us when we pass.
Sure.
And so I got the equipment, you know, everything that you see on TV you can buy online. So I went out and formed a team, bought the equipment, and we started just going, you know, relatively local here within a couple hours of where I live. We live in the Finger Lakes area of upstate New York. Mm-hmm. We started getting results and EVPs and spirit box and all that stuff, and it just evolved in from there.
When you were a child and you had the interest, or when you were younger and you had the interest in reading about Hans Holzer and his research and such, what was it? Was your experiences at that time limited to what you were reading and studying, or was there something else going on in your world? Were there any experiences that you were having that were helping to drive that passion and interest?
So we'd always heard stories, you know, like kids talk around, you know, the campfires, and kids get together when you're young and they all say, oh, I've heard about this house being haunted. There was always that house in the neighborhood or down the dirt road or out in the woods that was, you know, haunted. And I got to the point to where I would see things like out the corner of my eyes and just sense things, and I never really understood if that was true or not, but when I started reading those books, it made me realize that maybe there really was something. Maybe it wasn't just crazy talk. 90% of it probably was crazy talk and stories, but the way Hans did it, you had to kind of believe. You know, you kind of thought maybe there really was something there, and so that's where my initial interest in it began.
What were some of the specific areas of interest that you had in the world of the paranormal? Obviously, you can go into, you know, demons, you can go into lost loved ones, you can go into all different areas, but what specific areas really spoke to you and caught your interest in his work and the paranormal?
So I liked knowing that there's maybe things on the other side that we could help. You know, a lot of times you'll hear that help me thing. Mm-hmm. What can we do? Can they see us? Can they hear us? When we leave our body, you know, what happens? Mm-hmm. You know, there's always the, you know, you can either go to heaven or you can go to hell. But what happens to the people that the spirits that we communicate with as ghost hunters that are here? Why are they here? What can we do? Are they afraid to move on? Are they stuck here? And I've always wondered that. So I try to, as we do our investigations, we try to find out who they are, what their story is, why they're here. I don't really like to deal with demons too much because from a paranormal investigator standpoint, the demons aren't going to tell you the truth anyway. You know, they're here to trick you and all of that stuff. But I just like to find out why the spirits that we talk to and communicate with and see why they are really here and why they won't move on.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because what I've experienced in this world of doing ghost shows, podcast for almost 8 years now, and then before that commercial radio for 20 some years and talking about this stuff, is I've ended up with far more questions than answers. You jump into it going, maybe I'll kind of get some direction here. Maybe I'll start, you know, and I'm more informed now than I was when I began, but I have more questions and more possible directions and more information I can give someone who asked me a question about it. No, obviously, solid answers on much, but possibilities. What was your outlook at the beginning when you're thinking about ghosts and hauntings and things of that nature, the traditional haunted house, if you will, not talking about demons? What was your outlook on that moment when you began, you know, with all those thoughts that you may have been brought up with heaven and hell and, you know, this or that, but why are they here? What was your initial mindset? And then what has that transitioned to, if at all, over the years of being involved in this?
So when I first started getting into it, a lot of those things we thought that they were evil and demonic and mean and trying to play, you know, the typical poltergeist that you always heard about. Mm-hmm. Poltergeists are pretty rare. I mean, they're still there, but they're pretty rare. But you know, why would they do things, throw things at us, you know, jump out and scare you? Typical, like you see in the movies. I mean, that's true. That's Hollywood. But why would these things happen? You know, why are the chairs moving and things flying off? Are they trying to scare us? And then you find out that it's not always the case. So we're hosting, my team right now is hosting public ghost hunts called Awaken the Spirits at a local museum here. Mm-hmm. In town. And we have encountered a family of spirits in there that are very, for lack of a better term, friendly, like the Casper the Friendly Ghost. They interact with us, they communicate with us. And we don't get that feeling that there's anything wrong. It's just they like where they're at and they're here. So it's changed my whole thought of what spirits were from the time I was a child to now. Mm-hmm. Now it's just people that have passed over. They aren't all evil and mean. They're just like where they are.
How do you square up if someone is to come to you, maybe someone who's very religious and they just had the, they're brought up with the mindset that, you know, when you die, you go to heaven or hell, that's it. Anything that is out there that is not there is evil, or it's demonic, and it's playing the role of you know, a deceased loved one, and it's all, you know, it's a farce. It's trying to pull you in. How do you square that up when somebody comes to you with that kind of mindset? And you know, and you believe that these don't seem to be demonic spirits. These seem to be spirits of Uncle Bill or whoever it may be. How do you convince someone or express to them that maybe that thinking is not exactly accurate, but at the same time, not dismissing their, you know, religious belief system?
Right. So I run into that quite a bit. And ghost hunting overall is still just theory, right? Mm-hmm. We can't prove anything. We won't know until we ourselves pass. And then you'll find out. Then it's a little bit late. So I do agree with them. There are spirits out there that will try to trick us. A lot of what you hear is a demonic spirit will appear as a child, because mm-hmm. that's where we let our guards down. But it's more of a feeling that we have, and it's more of an experience, because if you're interacting with a spirit, I personally don't believe that a demonic spirit is going to wait too long. I think what they're going to do is if they're going to do something, they're going to pose as something friendly week after week after week. Eventually, they're going to get what they want. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to dismiss the religious aspect that people say, they might be right. I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. Or it could be the other way around. But I won't, I'll listen to their thing. I honor what they believe, but we won't know until we all ourselves have passed. So we really won't have any answer, but they're totally entitled to their belief. And I totally will listen to that. I'm a religious, I believe in that too. And I'm a skeptic, but, they're entitled to their opinion and I'm entitled to mine. And, I could be wrong or they could be wrong. We won't know until it's too late.
What goes through your mind and just your opinion on this? When you have a spirit, like you were saying, in or spirits in that museum, that seem to be kind of a family of ghosts. Why?
Right.
And that's the big question: is why are they still here? Why have they not moved on to the next plane? If there is the next plane, the heaven or the hell or whatever that you may call it, what keeps them here? Is it a choice that they're making? Do they have any say in the matter? Is it they're just trying to deal with it? What's your opinion on that?
So with the family that's in the museum, they seem to like it there. So we have an SLS camera, which I think you're familiar with. It's the one that shows the stick figures. It shows the spirits.
Sure.
There is spinning wheels and looms and things like that up on the second floor, which, is, like I said, it's a museum that covers, you know, life back in the 1700s, 1800s. And with that, we see them working on the looms and working on the spinning wheels and going about life as if they're still here. So maybe there's something about them just moving across and living on the other side of the veil. Maybe there's a different dimension where they're just living and they don't know they're dead. Maybe they like it here. They like just life, you know, the way it was, and that's the way they're going to be. The family that we've talked to, we've come to find out that they've had 12 kids, which sounds like a lot, but back, you know, in the 1700s, 1800s, they had that many kids for farms, and that's what they lived on this property. So other ones that I think about that we've asked is, I think that knowing that when we pass and we go through our judgment day of whether we, you know, we're allowed into heaven or we go to hell, and the light going to heaven to be judged isn't going to stay open. This is just the way I've understand through my time.
Sure.
It only stays open for a certain amount of time. And if you think that you're not going to be taken into heaven and you don't want to go to hell, but you're okay right here on this earth as a spirit, that you're not as apt to go there. You know, you don't want to go to the principal's office thinking that you're going to be expelled. If you can just stay in the classroom or go to your boss thinking you're going to be fired, you just kind of hide.
Sure.
So that's what I think about certain evil spirits, is that's why some of those are here, because they know that if they go, they're going to be sent to hell or whatever they did. Or some just aren't sure. So it's safe here.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.